Welcome to the Cashflow Ninja, the podcast sharing how to create and grow income streams and manage, multiply, and protect your wealth in the new economy. Are you tired of trading your time for money? Do you desire freedom today instead of retirement in 10, 20, or 30 years? I'm MC Lobsher, and this is the Cashflow Ninja.
This is Cashflow Ninja. I'm MC Lobsher. Thank you so much for joining me in another episode of the Cashflow Ninja and spending your most valuable resource, your time, once again with me. I've got a fantastic episode again for everyone. Please do me a favor. Please share this episode with as many people as you can. We're really on a mission to try and empower as many people as we can through education to become self-reliant during probably the most interesting time on this spinning ball of dirt that we all inhabit at the moment, that's flying through space at very, very high velocity and at a massive, massive speed. So give us a share, give us a like, share us with folks that you feel that need the information that we share here. Some housekeeping. There's a crypto program, the Crypto Investing Method, where I share six crypto strategies and I also share how you can become your bank. You guys and gals blew up my email inbox with crypto, so we created something for you. You could check it out at cashflowninja.com/crypto. We took 93 people through that program, and they absolutely loved it. And also the Cashflow Core Builder program, where we share with folks how you can build a strategy to not only thrive or survive, but thrive during the chaotic times that we're living in, the fourth industrial revolution, the great reset, the fourth turning, global power shifts, cats and dogs living together. It's all going down. We share how you could build a strategy. That's cashflowninja.com/core, C-O-R-E. Joining me is one of the OGs, the original gangsters in the real estate space. I've had a lot of fun having him on the show previously, Gary Boomershein. If you haven't checked out his first and previous episode that I did with Gary on the Cashflow Ninja, go to cashflowninja.com and type in Gary Boomershein, because I think you're really going to appreciate what he shared in that video too. Gary, great to see you, my friend.
Anthony, it's really awesome. And I know you and I've been talking quite a bit, and you and I have the same philosophy in terms of the market. And I think this is going to be an awesome episode. And I really look forward to sharing to all your loyal members. And I know you and I are of the same opinion on so many things in this crazy world. And also, at the end of the day, passive income is the name of the game. It's a lot of people get lost in the shuffle of what real estate really is. So I'll do my very best to provide super relevant, timely content on how to survive and thrive in a changing climate. I know I'll share one thing. We're about to be in one of the probably the biggest transfers of wealth that we've seen in history, even greater than 2008 from my perspective. And I think those people that are prepared and planning and not, you know, with the euphoria that everybody else is, but we're getting ready, are going to do incredibly well. And those that are not are going to be, they're going to, heads are going to be spinning a little bit. So yeah, let's have some fun.
Absolutely. And that's why I was excited about our conversation, because this is a once in a multi-generational event with all these things coming together. Usually you have one or two black swans coming in and causing some chaos. We've got a lot of swans coming in simultaneously, so much so that I think folks would look at this years from now as like a multi-generational, once in several generations that this happened with all these cycles. You talk about cycles too, and specific economic and real estate cycles. Why don't you share a little bit your thoughts on the what you're seeing out there, the economic cycles, and then if you want to bring it to the real estate cycles, which you've talking about and spoken about at great length.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people think of me a little bit as a divergent. I'm probably, you know, I'm in California too, even more of the divergent, and I've been referenced a few times as like the Peter Schiff on the real estate side. So Peter Schiff, because I am not, this is not the new normal, and just, you know, go full speed ahead into the wall. You know, for probably the last 4 years on my podcast, realestateinvestor.com huddle, I've been talking about real estate has been a 7-year cycle for over 100 years. In fact, that cycle has almost been to the day, the Shemitah, actually that's the Jewish calendar. And if you look back, and it just happens that this cycle, we're almost going on to year 13. And And so usually, and it's not a natural supply and demand. Everybody forgets, you know, we have fiat currency. We're backed by, you know, a Federal Reserve central bank that's actually almost connected everywhere in the world except three countries. Just happens that those are interesting companies because they're the countries that we're kind of at war with, right? Iran, Syria, and North Korea. But, you know, it's not natural supply and demand that's had the market swing or change. It's actually, I've been calling it a boogeyman event. Now, you can refer to whatever you, that's just what I call it. You know, we had 9/11 and that changed in 2001. We had the mortgage collapse of 2008 that supposedly came and surprised everybody, which is shocking, right? It's like, we had the oil embargo and you just go really back all the way past the Great Depression. So, you know, history is a great gauge to the future. And I am seeing so many things that are very similar in terms of this euphoric stage, you know, the housing index, the printing of money, et cetera. So I think we're getting ready for one of the biggest transfers of wealth. What does that look like? I think we're going to probably see, I mean, this, I don't have any crystal ball, but this is the way I'm thinking that, you know, I'm in California. There's historically about 13 different markets that follow California in terms, you know, the coastal areas. So I think we're going to see a pretty substantial hit of supply. It's going to come in the way of foreclosures. Once the music ends and everybody's kind of going to their chair, right? You can't have COVID. You can't have what we've seen with retail and businesses. Yeah, when they stop printing the money and giving out all this, you know, free money, we're going to see a lot of retail. And then retail, that's shopping centers. You have a lot of businesses in those shopping centers. They have rent. They have houses. So I think we're going to see a huge supply hitting the market, which is going to change the market. I think that that's going to wipe out some people, followed by massive inflation. So what I'm doing right now is I'm doing what I call, and this is what I'm coaching people, which is really the three P's. It's to protect what you got, to pivot, and then to profit. And so I think we're going to all want to be in assets and the type of assets. Crypto is great. Physical metals, especially real estate, ultimately, and lending. So I'm putting a lot of my money right now. We've mostly liquidated. In fact, we actually unloaded everything. I'm in mostly first position notes, super conservative first position notes that I can't get wiped out. I'm getting great cash flow off of that. So I'm in a very good cash position. I'm doing what's called keep the best, sell the rest. So this is a great market because you got people in a euphoria that are buying property. So the stuff that makes fundamental sense that I want in my portfolio, those are the only things I'm keeping. And then I'm offloading, wholesaling, flipping, whatever we want to do, everything else, and making great profits. And if you're in some of the markets that are more of the stable, steady markets, the Kansas City, the Omaha, Nebraska, I think those are still great buying opportunities. The fundamentals are there. I just think a lot of people in Denver and Colorado, in Las Vegas, in Florida, are going to, you know, they're going to have a wide awakening if they can't survive a 12 to 18 month turn. I'm already seeing it. I'm talking to a guy in LA yesterday and, you know, actually talking to a rehabber in Denver. This is last week. Let me tell that story. They are actually buying property in Denver, making no profit at all just to keep their rehab team busy and employed. And it's insanity. It's like that's a business is for profit. And they, you know, they have a small little, you know, it goes from 30 day inventory to 60 to 90 to 120s. They're wiped out, right? So I just think this is a really good time to keep the best, sell the rest, start pivoting a bit, right? Protecting what you have. I know a lot of people that are doing the Burr method and they're refinancing everything out. I think you want to have as many free and clear assets or assets that have low debt on them as you can. And so I think recalibrating, there's going to be incredible buying opportunities coming within the next 12 to 18 months.
I love it because we've been talking about how you should be doing different things at different parts of the cycle. And this is the part of the cycle. I love the three P's. We're protecting. You're going into defensive mode because you're seeing euphoria, right? It's that be fearful when others are greedy and greedy when others are fearful. So you're doing different things during different parts of the cycle. And now, especially, I mean, we talk about the disruption was already going to happen with the fourth industrial revolution, 5G, AI, robotics, 3D printing, the Internet of Things. And then also now with the reset, the Great Reset, as you mentioned, the fiat currency is completely, you know, under attack, and all of them at the same time. So the money system itself, the banking and financial systems, you know, I found out the other day too, there were so many issues with like the infrastructure and the banking and financial system. And it essentially still runs on software that was developed like in the 80s. The entire global, I mean, it's just nuts. It's, I believe it's COBOL or something, like the computer program, where it's like, I don't even know if they could find hackers that could hack that, because they don't, they would look at this and say, what are we looking at here? What is this? So it's so outdated. But anyway, so you have a massive reset with that. And then, I mean, those are all the different swans. And then you've got a swan where folks essentially have been living, not paying any rent, not paying mortgages. If they extend this, it would almost be 2 years, right? They extend it to the end of the year. Essentially, people could have been in homes and not pay any rent or foreclosures for 2 years. And they're getting money sent directly to them through unemployment and all of these stimulus checks. I mean, the joke was in the Soviet Union, you know, they pretended to work and the government pretended to pay them or paid them, right? At this stage, they're not even pretending. And this has also caused chaos. We've seen with a lot of small businesses where they can't even find people to hire because nobody wants to come and work because they've been making more or less the same money just sitting at home and collecting that. So you've got that going on. So you've got all these many different things economically coming together at the same time. If that doesn't, in my paradigm and worldview, kind of really make you cautious to anticipate a massive correction, then, you know, I don't know what would, right?
Yeah. I'm in California again. So like whenever I talk about this, I'm a conspiracy theorist. It's like, no, I'm a conspiracy realist. I just like to go and research for myself at the source document. I don't go to Fox News or CIA news. I mean, CNN, right? With Anderson Cooper and all that stuff. It's like, just for an example, the global reset is real. It's actually been planned for a long time. You can go out to the We Forum, worldeconomicforum.org, and you can actually see what COVID is. It's 1,000 layers, and you can actually see the whole thing. It's going into a new electronic currency system worldwide, and that is the ultimate agenda. I think 2025 is where it wants. So a lot of people are like, oh my gosh, I can't think about that. No, you actually want to think about that. That's the reality. So how do you actually pivot? And what should you be in? And this is a time to, you know, not be chasing rainbows and unicorns. It's basically, hey, you want to have as many chips on the side. You want them into assets, like free and clear assets, if you can. I like first position, right? Insurance. You want, I like physical metals. I don't like the Wall Street types. What is it? The ETFs. You definitely want physical. And be prepared, because there is going to be an amazing opportunity. And also you kind of look at what the countries, what are countries and the super wealthy doing, and follow along with that. But, you know, I'm really surprised that people are not, they're thinking, oh, this is just a conspiracy theory. No, it's, the Great Reset is real. Go read Klaus Schwab. It's crazy. He's like a lunatic from my perspective, but he has a book called The COVID Great Reset. He sits at the United Nations World Health Organization. It runs the partnership between business and government, which is the We Forum, and it's all spelled out. And I think there's a great opportunity for us on the real estate side to be prepared. And because there's going to be a massive separation of rich from poor, and you want to be in physical assets that you can hold. What does that mean? That just probably means there's going to be a point in time where we're going to see a lot more inventory, which means there's going to probably be a short-term decrease in price because foreclosures are going to pop up. So I think there's going to be some great buying opportunities, and followed by inflation. I tell people, hey, you buy a $1 million property, I expect that to be $10 million in 10 years. So that's the type. I mean, you can't print fiat currency the way they're printing it today without massive inflation. And so you're going to want to be in physical assets. I like first, if you don't have a lot, I love first position notes because, you know, I'm funding a deal right now. First position, I'm getting 9% interest. I'm funding $330,000. Okay. First position loan backed by a $880,000 as is property. So that's like 40% loan to value. No work that's needed. Easy. You know, so my worst case scenario is if there's a downturn, I get the property back, which I don't really want, but so I'm kind of hedging against the market. I recommend everybody, if you have some cash, it's a great place to be if you do it right. And, now I'm continuing, like I said, I'm continuing to buy property. If I can find the right deal that I want to hold, I like Airbnb. I love being able to do, you know, long-term rentals. It's more of easy money and something, you know, I'm not looking for like crappy neighborhoods and, you know, crappy tenants. I'm looking for things that are going to be nice, that are going to be good assets that I want to hold for the long haul.
Yeah. No, and to your point, like it's a great time to play defense and build up capital, have some diversification, a stable of horses, as you mentioned, hedge yourself in positions with the notes. Worst case scenario, you end up with the property and eventually someone will be in there that you're renting it with. And you can always renegotiate and restructure. There's a lot of creativity with notes. So it puts you in a strong position. And to your point, what the wealthy is doing right now and the ultra wealthy folks is they're doing exactly this. They're anticipating something. They're making sure that they're physically protected, that they are in good shape for any emergency that comes their way. And they are positioned in different areas with capital that when the shopping starts, they've got enough. They've got enough capital to go shopping with and just load up on stuff. Question for you. You had mentioned earlier in markets, there's some markets that'll take a little bit of a hit. Florida, you mentioned, was interesting. Since there's such a massive migration of folks into Florida and Texas and so forth, what are you seeing over there? What are some of the things that you're looking at?
We just spent a month been looking for pretty much unloaded in California. So we were planning on leaving. We actually found a really great thing up area, super conservative Bible Belt of California, if you could even say that. It's about 30, 45 minutes from Yosemite, so we're going to stay here. But we spent the month of April in Florida and in Jacksonville, and then we actually did the Panhandle. I love the Jacksonville Beach area. I think we're looking, and I've got two people out there right now looking for either a duplex or a triplex for us that's close to the beach. I like that market still. I think there will be, when there's a supply, I think there will be some hit in Florida. But I do think just from a price perspective, if you can survive a small downturn and possibly, you know, you're not stretched to the hilt and you can actually survive for 12 to 18 months, maybe a 10%, 15%, you know, drop in value. I think we're looking out there. You know, Florida is one of the places that's free right now. I love what the governor's doing. I think North Carolina, South Carolina are great markets. I think California is, you know, there's a massive migration out of California. I think California, Portland, Seattle are going to probably see a hit. You know, a lot of people, like I was marketing in the Boise area and I kind of pulled out of that. I think, prices have just gone insane. And so I like the markets that are more steady Eddie. Omaha, Nebraska, got a good buddy, huge. He was the number one agent team for Berkshire Hathaway in the country. He moved over to Keller and this last year, I think they bought 120 houses. So they're a hybrid agent. So they're doing listings and they're also building a portfolio. But they were actually showing me the market trends in Omaha. You know, in 2008, that market only took a 6% hit. So usually 6% up or 6% down. The fundamentals work. You still have growth in Omaha. I think that's a great area. Kansas City, I think, is a great area. But I think the areas we've seen just massive spike in value, I think, are gonna feel shockwaves.
Yeah. And there's been like a limited supply, huge demand in some areas. Most people can't put their houses on the market and sell because they're behind on mortgages. So there's, I mean, there's, again, to your point, it's not as necessarily a supply and demand. It's usually a black swan kind of event that comes in that brings the end to these real estate cycles.
Definitely. I'll tell you where I'm planning, and I'm not, this market has not hit there yet, but I think there's going to be a great opportunity of learning how to buy creatively. So when the foreclosures hit and being able to buy a creative property, not necessarily having it go all the way to a foreclosure auction and keeping the existing mortgage in place, which is called subject to, that's my plan ultimately. Buying at the auction, I think when you start seeing enough supply, usually a lot of the lenders start to fall away as well. So each of these cycles, the lending, like I started the Banker's Code with George, you know, George Antone, and we really revolutionized the whole rehab lending movement. And that was an incredible rehab lending from my perspective was spectacular from about 2009 to about 13. Why? Because we got insane. There was no money. So there were rehabbers that were buying and finding incredible deals. Why? Because everybody hated real estate, right? Warren Buffett and who else? Actually, Rothschild said, buy when there's blood in the streets, right? You want to, you know, when the barber and the beautician and the mailman is talking about real estate, you know that you're at the end of the cycle. And when the late night TVs are going and there's seminars everywhere, you know that you're in the euphoric stage. So, you know, this is the euphoric stage. You know, everybody's talking real estate. So I think lending is going to get really good again, because I think the money is not going to be the supply that we think it is. And I think there's going to be an opportunity to pick up some incredibly awesome creative deals and hold those for the long haul. So that's what I'm preparing for. And then today I'm still buying, but very creatively. Keep the best, sell the rest.
You know, one of the things that I've been looking at is I use kind of like a reset framework, and I look at all these different areas. Because everybody, we can talk about, you know, the problems for hours too, and the challenges that's coming and how this is connected. You mentioned the World, you know, Economic Forum and how other things that are now happening is connected to it. At the time of recording, I mean, we just had one of the biggest hacks. What is it? JBS, one of the food suppliers in North America. Fun fact, they're a partner of the World Economic Forum on their website. So this isn't you know, something that I dreamt up, but you can look at all these things. And one of the things that the solution to a lot of these things is decentralization. You know, so for example, with food, you know, you got a massive food distribution company that's being hacked. Well, if you can grow your own food, you have your own food sources, emergency food. You have water filters and, you know, access to fresh water. And that, so you can kind of decentralize yourself from the food system, you know, if it goes down for the time being. You know, with the banking and financial system, we talk a lot about utilizing the insurance strategy, because you could essentially set up your own banking system that kind of way. And also as a hedge, you know, cryptocurrencies, where you can essentially be your own banker, put it on cold storage and put the money away, just as you can be with the insurance kind of stuff. And I was thinking, as you're talking about, I'm like, how do you do it with real estate? But I think, like, really, this first position, and maybe you have something to add to it, is a really good way of doing it. Because if there's a massive whack in the market, like you said, I'm in control of the property, I'm earning income from it. And worst case scenario, if there's a massive event or a big downturn, now I just take possession of it, I can restructure it. So you're still in full control of it. So some of your thoughts on what I just said and how you decentralize yourself in certain in the real estate space.
First and foremost, I think we look at real estate in three buckets. There's cash now, there's cash flow, and there's cash later. And the cash now is typically, you know, it's a wholesaling, it's a one-time transaction, wholesaling, flipping, rehabbing, you know, it's a one-time transaction. You do some work, you get paid once. That's really a job. J-O-B, I think I say just over broke. So a lot of people are just focused on wholesaling. And I think that is really a glorified job. There's cash flow, which is lending and rental properties and getting rental income. And then cash later is appreciation and equity, you know, buy down. It's the typical, the acronym is IDEAL, I-D-E-A-L. I'm sure you've shared that with people of all the benefits. So in real estate, I'm always looking fundamentally. I'm not coming in saying, oh, I'm just a wholesaler. I think that's kind of like being a contractor or builder with just a hammer. It's like, no, you leverage a team, right, to do the work. You get leverage off of other people. This whole business is a finance game and a business of leverage, not just leveraging other people's money, but time, energy, and resources. So I'm looking at those three buckets on any deal. And how can I maximize? Oh, this one I'm going to wholesale flip because I can make a good amount of profit, no risk. This other one, I can possibly buy it with some owner financing and put it in my inventory and hold it for cash now and cash later, cash flow and cash later. So that's number one. The second thing is I think a lot of people, and hopefully this answers your question, but I want to share it the way I think about it. I think people get really stuck on the how as opposed to the why and the what. And, you know, because the why is like, why real estate? And I think most of us got in this business for financial freedom and having a life. And so the most valuable commodity that we have is not the money, it's the time. So I want as much time as humanly possible. I have three businesses, and if I shared with people how many hours I actually work, they'd be a little shocked because I've gotten the systems in. So, and we'll talk through it. So really understanding the why of why real estate? What do we want? And then what do we want it to do for us? So I don't have a huge desire for 1,000 houses. A lot of people are out there at real estate seminars and masterminds beating their chest of like, hey, I do 100 wholesale flips a year. I'd rather be the lifestyle guy and work as little as humanly possible. So here's the big picture. It goes back to Robert Kiyosaki. He basically said the key is passive income. And most people are all focused on, you know, having $10 million in their bank account. At the end of the day, it's really, you know, most of us only need $10,000 to maybe $25,000 a month passively. That's mailbox money. So I am trying to acquire as much of that so I can do whatever it is that I want. Your passive income being greater than your expenses is the definition of wealthy. And I think if people, they come into this business for that, and then they get lost and they go down a path of a job. And so that's that. The next thing is, I have, for our family, I call it the 6 F's, and everything that we do, we actually even have a scorecard, Attraction. If anybody has read the book Traction, we actually have our own family plan. But the 6 F's that we defined is faith, family, fitness, food, freedom, and finance. In that order, that's the priority. So faith, we're a faith-based family, faith, fitness, food, or faith, family, fitness, food, freedom, and then finance. And so the freedom specifically are things like islands of freedom of, and for one of them is being fully debt-free, having no car payment. So it's the Dave Ramsey thing. I share it with my girls. If you want to live like nobody else, you got to live like nobody else. So I love cars, but my car payment for the last, since 2013, has been $17 a month. Why? Because I buy a car, I get it just like I buy real estate. I bought a Ford F-250, which everybody says I could never imagine Gary Boomershine in a Ford F-250. And so I bought it for $33,000. I drove it for 30,000 miles, and then I sold it for $34,000. All right. Then I took the $34,000 and I went and bought a undervalued Infiniti SUV, which I'll do the same thing. So, you know, those are how I get islands of freedom, being out of the medical cabal. So I don't, you know, the insurance game and all that stuff. So like I do MediShare, we actually don't use the insurance. I don't support all that extra, you know, instead of spending $2,100 a month as a family for our medical insurance, I think our cost is about $750 a month. And so there's a couple of them, there's Samaritan and there's MediShare. So those are what we do as a family of being able to be more sustainable. I've got two daughters, one that just graduated from college. So our building the family economy, the new economy, right? Of like having our kids become entrepreneurs. I've got one daughter that's doing social media for me and another daughter that's finding houses. She actually found a house that's going to the auction block and she lives down in LA. So she's out searching for properties and so building our own family economy, whatever that looks like. And so those are the islands of freedom that it's really all about time. I'm not worried about great resets, like whatever kind of comes our way. It's like, I want the islands of freedom. So hopefully that helps. The six F's.
That does. That's an incredible answer because that ties into how you've decentralized your family's economy from the economy. So you've taken care of, you know, your economy, and that's what matters and prepares for whatever comes their way. So, you know, whatever way it plays out, your position to, you know, position to pivot because you've protected what you've had and you've decentralized yourself, taking care of your family's economy. So I love that. That's a great way to put it. And it ties into your Freedom Code, right? Which is a book that you're working on that I'm very excited to read.
I just finished, it's called The Freedom Code. It is, I wrote this book. I actually did it with a buddy of mine who's a rehabber. And he actually kind of did ghostwriting, which is instead of like the idea that I'd sit down and write a book, I'm a huge perfectionist, which also means procrastination. Like I hate writing. So I am releasing the Freedom Code. I'm super excited about it. It's meant as a disruptor. Everything we've talked about today is pretty much in it. And all the lessons learned of getting clear on the why. It's a very practical book. And I say, hey, if you're coming to read this book to learn how to flip houses and rehab and all that stuff, this book's not for you. If you're trying to catch a mouse, I'm not going to teach you how to catch a mouse. I'm going to basically teach you how to build a mouse trap to catch all the mice. And people who have read it have said it's incredible. It's definitely a faith-based book. It shares my journey. And my only hope of the Freedom Code is that it actually impacts lives and impacts those people that have eyes to see and ears to hear and can get them on the right path. Because so many people get trapped and they come into this business for financial freedom and a lifestyle, and they create nothing in a glorified job where they're the boss. So I want to give everybody, MC, I'll give everybody a free copy. We're still a handful of weeks from it being published. It's actually with the editor right now, but I will do it right now. You can put it in the show notes. I have you can text a number. I'm going to give you guys a number that you can text and just put MC in the message so we know that it came from this podcast. And that number is 925-320-0575. So 925-320-0575. Just text MC and in a couple of minutes, you'll get a link that you can get access to not only on the list automatically for a free copy, but I actually have, I right the weekend that COVID started on the lockdown, I was actually presenting in front of 400 people on how to build a business that works for you. And a lot of people have said that's an incredible presentation where I walk through my journey and some practical tools to really figure out your why and get super clear on kind of building a business that works for you versus you being a slave to your business like happens to so many people. So the only thing I ask from people, if you have an impact from the book and any of the materials, just let me know and let our team know. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram. Just always like to hear from my friends in the industry and my peers that it's had some sort of impact in their journey, and it fires me up.
Awesome. And I do want to bring in the realestateinvestor.com too, because there's some very powerful tools that you have to offer. There's been people in the community that have utilized that platform and I absolutely love it. If you can tell folks more about that, you know, and one of the reasons why I wanted to share this is now is a great time to get familiarized with a tool that you can utilize as a weapon when needed. And if you position yourself and listen to this show, you're definitely going to be in a position to pivot and absolutely capitalize on the opportunities. So if you want to talk a little bit about that and what our listeners and viewers can find on there.
Absolutely. So I started a business years ago as a real estate, you know, at the end of the day, as a real estate investor that we're looking for deal flow. It's all about buying the right property. And if you're not in front of motivated sellers, talking to people and making offers, you've got no business. So you can go on market, which is the MLS, right? And foreclosure auctions and HUD properties, there's no deal flow there. Or you go off market, which means you go direct to the seller. So the mousetrap that I built years ago, we're the largest marketer in the real estate niche, including agents. So we've sent out over 85 million pieces of direct mail. We got more experience in managing and doing direct mail than anybody else. And we do a massive amount of cold calling. And then all of the phone follow-up, all the hard work, which you get the leads, but really the work is in the follow-up. And so I have a large phone team that does all the, you know, the phone dialing, qualifying, screening, and tire kicking with the sellers to turn those into motivated sellers. So realestateinvestor.com, it's software plus our resources, our expert resources to help manage, you know, finding deal flow. And so you can go to realestateinvestor.com, check us out. We used to be called originally, it was REI Vault is what I started as, but about 18 months ago, we ended up doing a merger acquisition with two software CRM and data stacking products that plugged it in. And I've owned realestateinvestor.com for a long time, so we rebranded. But yeah, check us out if there's any help. If people are looking for deal flow, they want to find, you know, they want to find motivated sellers the right way without doing all the massive amount of work, you can actually come to us and do it faster, better, cheaper. And check us out. Yeah.
Awesome. And you're big on systems, which I love. And maybe you can share the power of that to business owners and investors and how you get to run your three companies and work less every year and make more money. I think, you know, and I'm famous with my audience for butchering quotes, but Scott Adams, the Dilbert creator, had a quote too about how losers have goals, but winners have goals and systems that get them towards their goals every single day.
Absolutely. I think my favorite quote, this is so relevant for all of us entrepreneurs in this business, from Henry Ford. If you believe you can or you believe you can't, you're right. And it is true. It's like, you know, this is an incredible, some people, how you look at things, you know, I'm super excited on this market turn, to be honest with you. I think this is going to be an incredible opportunity. And I think it's just a matter of doing the three P's, protect, pivot, and then profit.
Awesome. Awesome. I love that. And it's what I love about this conversation too, is, you know, you have to look at the environment which you're operating in and be cognizant of aware, because I think sometimes, you know, we could find ourselves to, all right, I just have to be positive. And I jokingly always say, you can be as positive as you want sitting on the train tracks, but that train's going over you. So best you see that the train is coming, then you get off, and then you see the opportunities that's in this environment. And it ties into your 3P kind of thinking, right? So this has been a blast, Gary. Where can folks learn more about you? Where can they follow you? And where can they stay informed of all the many projects that you're involved with?
Yeah, realestateinvestor.com is our primary website. I have a podcast that's been going for, gosh, I think 3.5-4 years. We've got lots of episodes and interviews and great content there. That's called realestateinvestor.com Huddle. And you can find me all over the place. You can actually find a link to the podcast on our website as well. And we've got a pretty active Facebook community. And it's an amazing community. So you can join up with us there. And I'm on Instagram, but I'm not doing a lot of the social media stuff right now. I think a lot of us are kind of like, you know, too much stuff that's sequestered. I'm sure that there's going to be something that I'll say where Twitter takes me down or.
Yep. No, that's, yeah.
Talk about the jab or talk about.
That's why I'm leaving those platforms open eventually if you want to run ads on it. So I'm staying away from all of it too. And by the way, you know, just a social media diet has been incredible this year too. So it helps you focus and helps you to see, you know, clearly what's out there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, MC, great being on here. And for all your loyal listeners, it was awesome to hang out and have a real conversation about where things are heading and how to survive and thrive in the market.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Appreciate you coming on and sharing your knowledge and your journey with us. And thank you for all of our viewers and our listeners out there for spending your most valuable resource, your time with us on the show. Check out all of our resources, all of our community tools, and all of our programs at CashflowNinja.com, along with over 750 podcasts, which we've recorded to now with Gary Boomershine. Check it out. Go to CashflowNinja.com, type in Gary Boomershine, and you'll have access to both of them. Until next time, live infinitely. Presentation is for educational and informational purposes only. The information being presented and considered does not consider your particular financial objectives or situation, and it does not make personalized recommendations. This material is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified tax and legal advisor or other qualified professionals, and you should not use the information in place of a customized consultation with a licensed professional regarding your specific personal financial objectives, situation, and needs. We believe the information provided is reliable, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, timeliness, or completeness.